For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to sit for that to talk before we stand up. Praise God. And just wait. Praise God. Can't take our seat. Praise God. Hallelujah. How have we been? Well, I'm surprised to see a bearer. I know this week has been tiring for all of us, isn't that true? Really tiring. The conference and then 3 p.m. program and coming back is not easy. The Lord is your strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today is our communion. You receive strength. I'm already saying I'll pray on communion and send to you. Hallelujah. You receive strength in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, in the course of this conference, I was reading, I had to read one book, Angels by Oral Roberts. Because we are looking at the ministry of angels today. Like, the conference was on, I had to read that book. I couldn't sleep for up to 2 hours all throughout the conference. I'll just you up. There's a strength that will come upon you this morning. Your cells will be strengthened. The name of Jesus Christ. Your body can be very, very strong and empowered by the Holy Spirit. You will not easily break down. And you receive that for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, I want to talk about how many of us got supernatural supplies. I remember last week we prophesied supernatural supplies. I remember 3 people have testified already. Any other person else got the supernatural supply financially this week? Alright, you should be the 4th person. Hallelujah. God is faithful in Jesus' name. You know, when it comes to finances, like Pius said, God instructed him to give forefront what he's expecting. And then he obeys. I've listened to many men of God, Duncan Williams, say God told him that you can be anointed and be broke. Prayer will not bring money to your hand. Anointing oil will never bring money. I receive will not bring money. So when you come to resources, you must sow. I was listening to Deckard Mist, Overcoming the Devil. He said that he was asking God for it. He said, Lord, you can pray for somebody and the person will be healed. You can do this. But he said, when you come to money, you look for a place where prayer was made. And then he said, no. God told him that when you come to finances, tell the people, let them, no, I'm not telling you sow this money, all your mind will go, tell the people, let them sow, and then they will get blessed. Hearing Dr. Pony, a lot of people, I didn't discover that the secret to financial prosperity is giving. Altogether, is giving. Anytime you want to prosper, once you give, then you pray. But if you don't give and you pray, it won't work. You must give. Altogether, yes. So when Joe said that, I just felt I need to talk to us, especially all of us that are young, because if you don't do it, you will not prosper in the kingdom way. You'll be frustrated financially. Altogether, you'll be frustrated financially. Before the conference, I gave everything I had. I was having zero naira. Almost throughout the conference. Unless it's there, then I got an alert. When I got it, I sold everything back. Because the way to have is to give. Altogether, that is the way to have. You must make sure you live your life sacrificially. Don't always hold money back. You understand me now? Give. So, give to your parents. Give to people you respect. Give to spiritual authorities. When you give your friends and you give people lower than you, they will not lift you up. If you want to go up, you give to people higher. Now, giving to your friends and people lower than you is expected of you as a Christian. That is your Christian duty. Like your father taking care of a child, that is your duty to do that. Okay, that. But if you want to grow up financially, you sow upward. Do you understand that? You sow upward. Somebody higher than you, somebody than them. And when they pray, sometimes they don't even need to pray. It's a principle. That is why Muslims pay tithe to some churches. Altogether? Yeah, some people do because it's a principle that once you obey, you will have. So always the way to have, I always like to give because the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. I always like when I meet people, let me be the one giving. Altogether? Because I know I will have. It will come. Altogether? So as young people, you want to secure financial destiny, give. Altogether? Give. Give. You know, I wanted to tell Mint, being the music director, let the choir sing, made the way for us during the conference. But most of them, I don't like intruding into people's position. He's the MD, so I did not give him songs. So when he was singing, he made the way today. I'm like, wow, God is powerful. Praise God. Yes. Because that was what God did for us, even for this conference. At the beginning of this month, we are not having enough for the conference. But we need something. We need 4 zeros. We need a 5-0 amount for the two of you to sponsor what happened from Wednesday to Sunday. And then it came. Right? Because we have to sow, we have to take certain steps. And then God provided. Is that true? So it's a principle and God always made the way for us. So you must always believe in it.
God will make a way for you. And I want to encourage us young guys, no matter what is happening in life, once you know your focus, your purpose, and your vision, remain there. Keep giving, keep investing in it. You will definitely shine. You will definitely shine. Never be discouraged. Most times, once in a while, depression will come. Once in a while, you feel like giving. Once in a while, things will not, especially you not really understand what I'm saying now. When you leave NCCF and leave family out and you go where you are. I don't know how bright or how permutated your after NYC is. But there'll be a time when you just feel a little bit dizzy in your mind. The spirit of heaviness may try to set in. You make sure you maintain your resilience. I'm a kind of person that never give up. Never give up. Never have that kind of, let your mind be like thick, like the back of the tortoise. You know that back? Nothing move you. Kakraka like a stone. Understand? Let your back burn every bridge that will make you go give up. Every bridge that will make you think of giving up, burn it. You understand? But that even when you want to give up, it's too late. You understand? Burn every bridge. When I said the minister, God told me, don't ask anybody for money. I told my parents, even if I'll eat sand, I will never call you to beg for money. I burnt every bridge that would make it, even if I want to give up. It was late. Just I could not burn my certificate because God was not led to. Hallelujah. Yes. But I burnt every bridge. So it was either ministry or ministry. We die here. That was it. So there's nothing that will make me give up because I know it is here or here. I don't have plan B. That is for me. That is why my whole life I give everything. I invest it because I cannot be doing ministry full time and then somebody doing part time is more than me. It's not possible. Because my life is here. So put your life into what you pursue. Life, everything, let it absorb you all together. And then it will work because God is faithful. That's one statement about God you never forget. He's faithful. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to be on a feeling. Let's say made a way for us. And I believe God will make a way for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I still feel the anointing of the conference upon me. Praise God. Don't forget, today is the last day. It's a night. No, that, don't know how, but you did it. My voice went.
Made a way.
Oh, don't know how, but you did it.
Made a way.
Don't know how.
Don't know how, but you did it.
Yes.
Made a way.
Don't know how.
Don't know how, but I'm grateful. Don't know how, but I'm grateful.
Exodus chapter 10, praise God. You know, this song is not just a song for me. It is more than a song. It's a revelation as in my testimony. Hallelujah. There are many times, especially when we have programs like that, it's always for me, it's always an opportunity to give. And then, you know, when we started and I looked at the budget, I was even thinking we withdraw from our reserve account. And then it was just amazing. Praise God. Because God will always make a way. And I really want to pray for you from the depth of my heart. You know that what a man gives to him, Peter said that what I have, I give unto you. Is that not true? I understand, I have experienced supernatural supply beyond imagination. And I sincerely, passionately, I want to pray for you that God will open doors for you. Most times, you may not look at how will it happen. Most times, you don't really know how it will happen. But God will do it for you. Exodus chapter 10 is a story where the Red Sea was parted. Hallelujah. In case I don't know your circumstances, you are in the situation where it looks as the Red Sea. When our sister was testifying and she was crying, I understand when you look at the. Sometimes when people share testimonies, most times I can empathize because sometimes I've been in that situation when she was thinking about her sickness. There was a time when I was called, and then I was diagnosed of a particular disease. I was incurable. I was in my room here, cut down from my bed. I was crying like a baby. Knelt down. I said, "Lord, I left everything to serve you." I left everything. I was crying. After crying, I got back to the bed. I told the devil, "To hell with you. I will serve you no matter what." And that was how I went back. And they said, "How is this thing happening?" It was no more. Yes. So I can understand the pain of sickness. Sickness is not just I read it. I understand how you can be said, this is your case. And then you are face to face with the reality. Wake up in the morning and then in the afternoon you hear a news that can change your life forever. Hallelujah. So understand the pain of sickness. So when I see a sick person, I'm not just talking because I read in a medical book, but understand what it means to be sick. How your cells, your tissue, and then your body. Can you lift up your hands? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people. That Lord, you make a way for them. And I pray for their body. None of you will be diagnosed of a condition. As we take this communion, and I pray for them that none of you will pray a post prayer for you ahead. You will not, no arrow will be fired to yourselves and an incurable disease will be diagnosed. Your body must function wholly in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be well. You will be well. In the name of Jesus, and you are well. In the name of Jesus Christ. I love you so much, and the blessing of God is upon you, and you will do well. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We can take our seat. Praise God. Praise God. You will do well. You will do well in the name of Jesus Christ. You are whole. You are complete in Him. You are perfect. The first time is you are free, and the second time is you are healed. Two of them are yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Now we are in the month of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Don't just conclude our conference. We'll continue because Exodus 23, 1 verse 20 to 23. Exodus 23, 20 to 23. We'll be looking at the angelic ministry today. The supernatural dash the angelic ministry. Praise God. Yes, I had already prepared my sermon, but when I was checking through, I just saw a book, The Angelic, All You Need to Know About Angels by Oral Roberts. Hallelujah. And then I just have to go through it during the conference because I know this Sunday we'll be talking about angels, and I just needed to go through it to revise my head and to be able to be acquainted. Exodus 23 from verse 20 to 23. Behold, I send an angel before you. Now, this was God telling the Israelite that at a point, He's going to give them angels altogether. Now, He's giving them an information. Just like I'm giving an angel, God has sent an angel to you to keep you in your way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Altogether? Yes, sir. Now, listen to this statement. What? Beware of him.
That means know or let it come to your mind that you have an angel around. That's the meaning of that statement. Do you understand? Because what he's saying is he can be there and you don't know. So I have given you an angel. Know, beware. Let it be consciously aware that there's an angel around. Do you understand? Yes, beware of him and then obey his voice. Not every voice you hear sometimes is from the Holy Spirit. It could be from an angel. God will speak to us this morning. Hallelujah. Beware and then obey his voice. Provoke him. Don't make me hungry. Remember Zacharias. Your wife will conceive and give birth. And then Zacharias said, how will it happen? Angel said, I'm not the Holy Spirit. I'm standing before God. I'm telling you something. He said, you not talk. To the body, the boy is born. Don't know what happened? Yes. It's Holy Spirit that will forgive you. See, I am standing before God and I'm telling you something. You don't agree? That's why he said, because I am Gabriel that stand before God. You will not talk till the baby is born. So beware of him and obey his voice. Do you understand? For he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. Yes, 22. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. Yes, 23. For my angel shall go before you. He will go ahead of you. Altogether, he will go into August for you. He will go into September for you. He will go into October, November, December. He will go into 2021. He will go into 2030, 2045. He will go ahead of you and bring you into the Amorite. That is your inheritance. The Hittites. All these are the inheritance and I will cut them off. So the angel will go ahead, fight your battle, clear the road, and then you come into them. That is the role of an angel in our life. All together. You can go ahead. The accident is about to happen. The accident will happen before your car. Armed robbers are about to rob. They will hurry up and finish robbing before you come. He'll go ahead of you and clear the road. Altogether, that is the ministry for that. Now, the aim of tonight's service is to bring our awareness and then let our mind be sensitive, because once you know, it has a way of altering you. Is that not true? Now, remember when, Moyo just spoke about when we look at spiritual sensitivity or spiritual senses. Is that not true? And then Ebere also testified during the conversation when he said that her spiritual senses, when we look at it, was a weekday service. Is that not true? Bringing that information and prayer we have made, some has a way of, well, so this is like this, and then you walk towards it. It's not true. Remember when we look at dimensions of the world. When somebody testified that, I have been looking at this way, and then your mind will open up, and then you begin to experience the light. Because in the kingdom, what you don't know, you will not experience. And then once what you don't incline to your mind, if you don't expect a blessing, you will never be blessed. If you don't expect an angel assistance, you will never be assisted. If you don't expect their ministry, the Bible says, be aware, know that is around. There is an angel here. You will hear a lot of things. Now, there are angels in these meetings. We have to know them and be aware they are here. Even though you will not send them. Is that not true? Yes, you have to know and be acquainted that in your room you have an angel. There's an angel. We'll look at a lot of things this morning, and I believe God will illuminate our mind. And then as we leave this service and in this service, our life will change for good as we begin to apply the principles in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll give you 10 things about angels we need to know. 10 facts about angels. The first thing is that angels have their own will, though it is yielded to God. What that means is they are not robots. Angels have their own will. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. 1 Peter 1 verse 12. Revelation 1 19. But let's have 1 Peter 1 12. Angels have their own will, though it is yielded. A robot doesn't have a will. Is it true? Is it true? The Bible says, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Which things what? The angels desire to look into. That means they want it. Anybody having a desire is no longer a robot. Robots don't have desires. They are programmed. They do what the programs is there. So, angels are not robots. They have desires. They desire to look at the revelation that we are looking at in the New Testament. That is why when they came to the earth, they saw themselves. They could not control it. Is that not true? Because they have desires. They have desires. So let us know, don't forget that they are not robots. It will help you in relating with them. Just like when we look at the ministry of the Holy Spirit and then they tell you it's attribute, you know that you don't command the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, move, 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 move. No. You don't command the Holy Spirit. Move, move, move. No, no, no. Yes. Because he's the boss. Actually, you are the servant. You don't command the boss. So when you have that information, the next time you say, Holy Spirit, after you take over, where after you touch this person, your words, your choice of registers will change. So now understand that angels are not robots, they have desires. Even to God, they are not robots. That was why Lucifer had the chance to rebel. If he was a robot, he won't rebel. Do you understand that? So have that understanding, because when you know that somebody is not a robot, it will give you a healthy sense of respect for that person. And then when you have a healthy sense of respect towards the spirit knows. Number two thing I want us to understand is every believer, this revelation changed my life. Every believer has an angel assigned to him. More angels come to you based on your assignment. Every believer has an angel assigned to him. One. But more will come based on your assignment. If you are called to the music ministry and then you have an anointing, you are called to sing and people will be filled, you may be needing more angels. Is that not true? Come on, is it not true? If you are called to the prophetic ministry, you may need, based on the ministry, our ministries are different. So you have one by default. More come to you based on your assignment. In Acts chapter 12, no, let's start from Matthew 18:10. Matthew 18:10. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. We're talking about the children there. Are we together? For I say unto you that where? In heaven. What did they say? Their angels. Everyone's angels. Do always behold the face of my Father. That is why you hear even secular people say the God of the children. Because children have mysterious preservative power. Have you noticed it? About the Father of Christ, mysteriously children are preserved. To them it's mysterious, but to us it's the angel of them. Everyone has an angel what? Assigned to them. Everyone. All together. So no matter who you are, there is an angel assigned to your life. Let's have Acts chapter 12 verse 15. Acts 12 15. Everyone has an angel, and then more angels will come to you as you are being ministered. This was Peter now. When he came, he was knocking and Rhoda came to open the door altogether. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. They had the knowledge that time that somebody's angel can go for him or somebody's angel can stop him. They know that everybody has an angel. He is not ours. His own angel. Is that not true? So everybody, you have an angel. You know, I was listening to Lawrence Oyo one time, said that most times I used to ask God some questions. I want to know, what is the angel doing now that I'm in this room now? Is the angel just on top? Is the angel eating? Is the angel just thinking? Is that a good question to ask God? What is it? As you are sitting down now, where is the angel sitting down? Is it on this chair? All of them are just discussing outside, waiting for us to finish service. Or are they, is that, no, let me tell you something. Inquisition is the pathway to revelation. You must want to know, that is why you must, I like to ask questions. Ask God questions. You must ask. You must be very, very inquisitive. There is nothing, no question to God is foolish. All together? Yes. So God, which color is your, how is the size of your teeth, sir? Is God using toothpick? Do you understand now? Huh? All those kind of questions. That is why when you hear Yoruba people chanting, the God that uses nail as toothpick, that somebody taught. And then you hear your Bible, hey, and they shout. And then the person, somebody will say the God that they don't use one image. Because for somebody thought about it. Is that not true? Yes. So you must think, everybody has an angel. So you have an angel. What is he doing in this room as you're ministering? Are we together? Matthew chapter 26 verse 53. More angels will come based on increase in assignment. Matthew 26 53 and then 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17. The Bible says, to Elisha, Jesus Christ was in a situation and then angels, the Bible says, thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father and he shall presently give me more than what? 12 legions of angels. Now, based on his assignment, it's possible to receive 12 legions. That is 12 times, how many thousand? 30,000, 25,000, 50,000, because there are variable numbers for a legion. Altogether, times that number. He can come to him based on that assignment. 2 Kings 6 verse 17, the Bible says, God, Elisha prayed that let the God open the eyes of his servant, and his eyes were open, and they saw chariots of angels surrounding them. That is the prophet. So imagine the kind of angels surrounding that they are the boy. Literally, there are hosts of angels. Terrible, dangerous, acidic ones. One angel killed 185,000 Assyrians in one night. One. Let me just go on assignment. Before morning, 185,000 people are dead. The Bible said they woke up and corpses were on the floor. Wiping that they Bishop Father to the Paul and Angel said that he was in a revelation one day. And he saw one mighty angel, big. And the angel did his sword like this, and people were wasted like fire. And God told him, this is the angel that worked with Apostle Babalola, one great man of God. He said, that angel is available for you anytime you need him. Yes. Then he said, when he was saying that in the service, he came and said, Father Lord, this man, he was still sharing the story. Then somebody in the service said, Father Lord, he's a Ghanaian. He said, send that angel to my village people in Ghana. Wait and hear the story. That same night, the highest thickest wizard died, wasted. Yes. That angel just went to experiment his sword. Very, very true. So, when you tell me what you say, when you say men of God, are men of God, are, when we say they cannot be touched, it is true. They are heavily shielded. Heavily. That when God said that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, believe it, that angels can form a bar. How many of you have read, he came to set the captives free? I've read that book. Do you remember the story? There was a story of the demons coming to invade the house, and they came and met walls of angels around the house. Wall. The angels held their hand and surrounded their hand, the house. Demons, it was the demons that were testifying, they could, because angels surrounded the house. So, many of us are having angels surrounding us. That's how angels can surround you. No weapon, no babalawo. That is why sometimes I am crazy. It won't work. You are protected. So know that you have an angel. In case you don't know, when you wake up in the morning, angel Alpha. Just, let me tell you something. Spiritual things are real. So like you talk to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I love you. Every morning I do that. Thank you for today. Thank you. And then you talk with them. As you do that, you build relationship. Begin to communicate with the angel. All together. Say, I need this. I need this. Now, angels have variable shapes. Number three thing I want to understand is angels have variable shapes and appearances. They can choose to appear in three forms. Number one, they can choose to appear in bracket now. You can choose to appear in a human form. And then you may not know they are angels. And then number two, they may choose to appear in their divine form. That's why some people say they saw a big structure. Is that not true? And then number three way is in their translucence, invisible form, translucence. Like you can see like a mist. You are seeing somebody, but you cannot touch the person. Do you understand that? So they can appear in their human form fully like this. Can we have Hebrew chapter 13 verse 2? Hebrew 13 verse 2. You can put down Hebrew 13 verse 2. Judges chapter 13 from verse 3 to 10. And then Judges chapter 6 verse 11. Hebrew chapter 13 verse 2. What does this say? Be not forgetful to what? Entertain strangers, for thereby some of what? Entertain angels unaware, because they came as human beings. You even never even knew they were angels. Just so the person walking normally, no, there's not a human being. All together? Yes. Judges chapter 13 from verse 3 to 10 was the story of the Manoah and his wife. Say that a man of God came and met me that will have a baby. So tell us your name so that when the prophecy happened, we'll come and meet you and share the testimony. That was what Manoah was saying. He never knew there was angels. I said, okay, wait, let me go and bring food to you. When they bring food, and then the angel commanded fire to devour it. See, it's an angel. That was when they knew it was a spiritual being. In Judges 6 verse 11, it was when an angel met Gideon. He said, that is the God of miracles. He said, forget that thing. He was thinking, he was talking to a human being. All together. So angel can appear in a human being. I can't forget this experience in my life. There was one day, I was working with my mom. And then it was raining. So there was a shelter ahead. So I ran. My mom is old. I'm younger than her, as a small child. So I outran her because she was not carrying anything to go and enter the shelter. But as I was running, I passed an old woman carrying firewood on her head. So when I passed, I just said, no, I should go and help that woman. Somehow. Still a small, but I didn't know of any. So I just run back, say, let me help you, man. She said, no, let me help you. I insisted. So I collected it, took it to where people are gathered, because it's like the frontage of the house. At least all of us were gathered there, took it there. So the woman came and they sat down there. As a small boy, I was looking, I could not look at her. After a while, I looked. The woman and the firewood were not there. And the road is ahead of us. Nobody left. It was thick rain. And the woman was not there. It was when I grew later, I understood, because that was the day I was praying, and God reminded me that was an angelic encounter. And the woman prayed for me one prayer. Somehow, the prayers talked to my mind. I was still like in secondary school, small baby, maybe JSS class. But the prayer is still in my mind, fresh. She blessed, she said, I can remember the word, verbatim. Because it was not a human being that was talking. So most of them, you can meet people in the point of need, and most of them, when they are in the point of need, or could be somebody. So people have harassed angels, insulted them, done many things. But the Bible says, be careful of angels. Because many people have given them entertain, have welcomed them unaware. Especially strangers. All together? Yes. So angels have variable shape. They can appear gigantic in their heavenly form, in a normal human being. I remember listening to Makadiwa, I said that most times, in the service, he will look at the seat in the congregation and then he will see some seats, like 7 seats are empty. He will call the usher, what happened now? Why are those seats empty and people are outside? No. The usher directed people to sit down there. But they are not human beings. He was looking at the place in the realm of the spirit. His eye was not looking at the physical. In the spirit, he was seeing empty chairs. But human beings, everybody there, seeing human beings sitting there. And then when he begin to talk, then the angels, all of them simultaneously will bow their head. Like, don't talk about us. They don't want to be exposed. Yes, they came for services. Or if not, demons come for service. I was going to decorate me, say that after service, a woman carried, after the service, the two of them left church. And they gave leave to the woman gave leave to a young lady. Okay, you are going in my direction. Well, let's go. As they were driving, the woman turned back. The lady was not in the car. Like, even demons attend services. You understand me? So the point energy said that when they were in area one, from in the front of the church, there's an express or somebody from the end of the street road carry a lady. Where are you going to? This way. Well, let's enter the car. Let's go. As they were going, the man said, you know, as a young man, he said, you find himself. So where are you going to now? She said, I'm going to hell. Yes, I'm going to hell. What did you say? I said, I'm going to hell. The man bent his head on the steering, thinking the lady was joking. Lifted up his head, the lady was not in the car. Just parked the car and ran to the church. I saw devil. Somebody pray for me. I saw devil. They prayed for him. He was preserved, but that car caught fire that day. Yes. So there are angels in human beings and there are demons in human flesh. So they have variable shapes. Number 40, I want us to understand is, angels have superhuman capabilities. Judges 6:21. Angels have what? Superhuman capacities. Judges 6:21. Our time is gone, so I'll just take this. Judges 6:21. Judges 13:20. 2 Samuel 24 verse 16. 2 Kings 19 verse 35. Matthew 28 verse 2. The angel came and pushed the rock away. All together. 2 Chronicles 32 verse 21. Any of them, you can put them on screen. Any of those screens. Shall I come again? Judges chapter 6 verse 21. Judges 13 verse 20. 2 Samuel 24 verse 16. 2 Kings 19 verse 35. Matthew 28 verse 2. And then 2 Chronicles 32 verse 21. The Bible says, then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of his staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unliving cakes. And there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unliving cakes. Hallelujah. So you can see, have you just carry your phone, Google supernatural escape or near death escapes. See, a car coming to somebody and then close to the person, the car just stopped and calmed down. It's force, an angel stopped it. When you know see the road, how many of you know see the road? When you listen to see the road of people have this, just something happening, a car was about falling the cliff and the car will come back. Mysterious things. A house burned out and then mysteriously, so they have super, they are not like us. That they carry this car, they don't have the ability. No, can just carry that this one hand, the car will go off. So the angel can preserve you with superhuman capacities. All together. So when you are aware you have superhuman capacity, you need something that is superhuman, you can rest on sure that they can do it. You need to get a message or from somebody, you need to something, you need to find something, you need to look for something. I remember to George Joshua Selman's story. Said that the first time I had an angelic encounter was, they were in a bus, him and Jimmy, and then he forgot his wallet. All together. These are old colonial messages. None of you should have this kind of message. Hallelujah. Yes. So he was with the boss with Ejimi. And then just came down. And then he was in his wallet inside the bus as the bus was leaving. And here was his ATM, his international passport. Very, very important credentials. There was nothing he could do. And now the boss people would carry the money. And he was just thinking about it. He was just talking with Ejimi. And then somebody came limping. And then gave him his wallet. And then turned back. As he turned back, the man was no longer there. So they can find anything that is missing in your life. They have superhuman capacities. Altogether, they are not limited. They are not thinking like us. They have superhuman. You must know it. Altogether. Now, angels have variable responsibilities and assignments. Angels, different angels do different roles. Altogether. We know generally angel Gabriel is a military angel that communicate important informations. When you read Daniel chapter 8 verse 16, Luke chapter 1 verse 19, sometimes you mention his name, I am Gabriel. When you discover that it's an important announcement from heaven, always angel Gabriel was a deliverer. Is that the POS or the express messenger? And then Michael, we know Michael to be the principality over Israel. The prince of Israel. That is the war angel, Revelation chapter 12 verse 7. He was the one that fought with Lucifer. That's true. Yeah, Michael and his angels. And then Daniel chapter 10 verse 13, he was the one that came and the angel that was stopping the message to Daniel, Michael came out. So Gabriel always, we know him in the Bible to be delivering messages. But anytime they mention Michael, you know that war is happening. So they have different responsibilities. Another angels can be for this. When you read books on angels, many people have extra angelic experiences and then they share some of these stories. So some angel may not be able to do this one. Some have specialties in this. Some people carry healing anointing. Some people carry perfume. Some people do different things. Altogether, yes. So we can have 30 angels ministering. All of them doing 30 different things. So angels have variable responsibilities and assignment. That's why somebody can say, I pray for the angels of this. I pray for the angels of this. I pray for the, if you want to know the, go to CAC church, ask the type of angel. So the angel, you hear, there are different responsibilities. The angels of this and this and this. The angels of this and this and this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now number 6. In heaven, angels cannot marry. But on earth, they can marry. Look at 20 verse 36. Mark chapter 12. Verse 25, Genesis 6 verse 2. Let's have Luke 20:36 and then Genesis 6 verse 2. Luke 20:36. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and the children of God, being the children of God. Backward, 35 number. Or let's have Mark 12:25. Anyone? Hallelujah. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are what? Now you must know that in heaven when you read the original King James and then understand, because when the same angels came to the earth, they were able to marry. It's not true. But in heaven they can't marry. But when they came to the earth, they were able to marry. Same guys. So in heaven they can't marry, but on earth they can marry. They can have a marriage. There's one movie like that I watch. You see the ministry of angel. One young angel like that, he came to the earth. And then the pastor was abandoning his wife. It was not even time for the wife. What was the movie? What's the name? Yes, the pastor was not even, and then the angels were helping them to restore their marriage. And then after a long while, when God finally called him, he said, I was kissing this woman. I finally kissed her before he left. Hallelujah. Just looked at her. You know that love look. Hallelujah. So the angels in heaven are praying to come to the earth. Hallelujah. Because the angels that came to the earth fell, they are able to marry. But in heaven, they can't. There's a message I listened to by Bishop Deckard Mills, Boys in Danger. Hallelujah. So that if angels could not resist women, we are in trouble. Is that true? Brother, say, Holy Ghost, help me. Even Jasper, who are you? You need God to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. And there's another message, guest in danger. You need the two messages. I think it's in my system. Prof can give it to you. Hallelujah. Boys in danger, guests in danger. I talk about the dangers that guests are also facing from boys. Yes. Hallelujah. Now number seven, we have unknown multitude of numbers of angels. Genesis 32 verse 1. We have unknown multitude of numbers. Angels are of known mode. We don't know their particular number, but all we know that 1/3 of them fell. Is that true? Genesis 32 verse 1. What does it say? And Jacob went his way, and the angels, that is S now, Psalm 68 verse 17. And then Revelation chapter 8 verse 1. We have multitude. The Bible calls them multitude, a sea of angels. All together. So there are plenty. You can ask for 10 million angels. They are not too much. They can come. If you are, we have the ability to handle them. All together. Hallelujah. Praise God. 68:17, man. 68:17. Now number 8. Angels are loyal to God alone and His will. Angels are loyal to God alone and His will. The chariot of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, the holy place. And then Revelation 8 verse 11 says, multitude of angels. So number 8, angels are loyal to God alone and His will. 1 Chronicles 21:27. Angels are loyal to God alone. Hallelujah. They are not loyal to you and your desires. They are loyal to God alone and to only respond to His will. Hallelujah. And then number 9. Angels eat and have language and have languages. Psalm 78 verse 25. Psalm 78 verse 25. Angels have language. Don't forget the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1. Though we speak in the tongues of men and of what? And of what? That means they have it. That'd be what Shamala Krodobeledi. Angel Michael say, I understand you. Yeah. Lekete baragada. Okay, you need 1 billion naira. I'm on my way bringing it. Yes. It's like that. All together. That is their language. And their language is tongue. That's why they say, the devil doesn't understand it. Once he left heaven, the software was removed. Because he doesn't understand tongues. You must know that. That's true. So if you want to tell God a secret, I don't want the demons to hear, because in case you think demons will hear and go and maneuver the case. You know, demons hear prayer and then they go and make sure that it doesn't happen. They speak in tongues. Your prayer are passworded. They have encrypted security. Only your heart. The devil doesn't see your heart and doesn't have access to your heart. You understand me now? But the devil can hear your words. Lord, I need a husband. You need a husband. You come masquerade one Judas and bring him. But when you pray in tongues, you never knew what you prayed for from your heart. But God knows exactly what you said from your heart. He knows your heart and you said it in tongues. And then the right person will come. You know, I was taught this when I was in campus. So in case you don't want the devil to hear anything, say it in tongues. God knows your heart and then will understand what you are saying in tongues. Do you understand? So angels are loyal to God that have language. The Bible says, men did eat what? Men did eat what? There were some people that said that He sent them meat to the... Tell me, some people are saying that we'll have meat in heaven. When we go to heaven, we eat. Is that not true? I don't know how true is that, but I would like it to be true. How far? How about you? Imagine the food that they will cook in heaven. There must be meat. Ah, my goodness. Imagine the drink. It will not be pure water. Wine, it will not be ever. It will be original Israeli juice. Garnished from the grape of Jerusalem. Two angels will be doing it, being in heaven, more your half. So when we are checking at that time, just sipping wine. My goodness. We'll be there. That's why you must not miss heaven. You must decide to be there. All this fasting we are doing, we'll cover up in heaven. Jesus, I want to get back, we'll cover up in heaven. All this garden we are drinking, you will cover up in heaven. All together? Yes, we'll cover up in heaven. That way you must, don't suffer on earth and suffer in hell. You see, you're in hell already. Suffering. It's not, but be in heaven. And the Bible says angels will minister to us. I need one. An angel will be the one carrying for you. Because the hierarchy after God is human beings. What do you know that? Angels are below us. Unfortunately. But when you're on earth, they are stronger than you. Once you die, you're in heaven, they minister to you. That's why the Bible is speaking in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7 and then Psalms 104 from verse 1 to 4. See, are they not ministering spirits sent to what? Minister unto those that are here of salvation. Now, what are the benefits of angelic ministry? Just give you three. Number one benefit is angels help us in fighting unseen battles and help us in destiny fulfillment. Daniel chapter 10 verse 13. Genesis chapter 48 verse 16. Mark chapter 1 verse 13. And Luke 22:45. Daniel 10:13. Genesis 48 verse 16. Mark chapter 1 verse 13 and Luke 22:45. Angels help us to fight unknown and unseen battles. Are we together? The Bible said, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. Daniel was here praying, but there was a spiritual situation that he was not aware of. The message left heaven but didn't reach him. Another angel came and fought for it. He never knew. It was later in verse 10 now that they are telling him what was happening. So as you are here praying, angels could be fighting on your behalf. Do you understand? So fighting unseen battles, fighting unseen, making way for you. They are there making clearing roads for you. So angels help us. That is why you need their ministries. Because there are actually unseen battles in our lives. All together? Shara, how many of you believe there are unseen battles? You have to believe it. You are in Africa. If in case you don't need to believe. Believe you are in Africa. The fact that you are from Africa, you know you have unseen battles. Is that not true? Hallelujah. So help us fight unseen battles. So in case there are any situation, you know, when the man you want to pray, let the angels go ahead. Fight for me. That is why you must respect. Sometimes the prayer from Dodo Dicho Lukoya will look stupid to you if you are a fool. Do you understand? If you are spiritually deaf or spiritually dumb, when they say release the angels of XYZ to go and do, when you hear the prayer, but you start laughing. You are daft. You are dim-witted. You know, you may not understand what he's saying, but from his perspective, you understand what is really happening. All together? But you know better, you're not seeing his result. And you are saying, his prayer is too akai, he's too looking to analog. You that are touch, see your life. And see his life. At least you will follow who has result. No one talk in English. You follow who has result. Somebody have a university. When I went to Prayer City, my mouth was like this. One woman close to me said, why open your mouth? The surprise was in my spirit and translated to my body. I'm telling you, when you see result, you must bow. So just pray the prayer. Kukuma, pray the prayer. When he released prayer rain, people were talking about, one woman called him one time. He said, at the point, he had to tell the bank to close his account number. I had it. Because, so people prayed the prayer, and the thing was working, So people were sending money. Imagine somebody calling a bank to close his account number. Because of two more seats. I listened to the tape that I was told. So you buy the book, and that was how I got the book, oh. Anything they say, house laws, the spirit of household wicked, I prayed it. Just do it. Hallelujah. Number two, benefit of angelic ministry. Angels deliver and receive divine mandate and parcels, you know parcel, P-A-R-C-L, to send, that is a gift. Luke chapter 1 verse 19, when the angel Gabriel came and delivered about the birth of Jesus Christ. Daniel chapter 8 verse 16, when the angel came to teach. And then Exodus 13. And then Acts 27, when the angels of God came and delivered. So angels deliver messages and mandate. Are together? And then parcels. Example, an angel is sent. Are you looking for a text? Luke chapter 1 verse 19. Daniel chapter 8 verse 16, Exodus chapter 13, the whole of Exodus 13, and then Acts 27 verse 23. Hallelujah. I listened to a joke one time that God sent an angel to a dark lady. But when he left over and came to the earth, the lady is fair. So when the angel came on the parcel, he looked at the parcel. I look at the person. Coconut. And then he left. That is on the lighter note anyway. Hallelujah. And the person, you remember he said co-walk or something like that. Eh? This person doesn't connect. So the person went back with a parcel. Yes, angels receive parcels for you and me. It's true. All together. An angel appeared to Kenneth. You know, Jesus Christ appeared to Kenneth again. And then behind Jesus Christ is a big woman, one big person. Then Kenneth again. You have read the book, the way you have read it there. And then Kenneth again asked him, Jesus, who is this person with you? He says, an angel. And then the angel told him, I am bringing, I can't remember the amount now. He said, I'm bringing so and so amount of money to you. So and so here. You know, now the angel said, I am bringing, I can't remember the amount now, but an amount of money to you by this year. And by that time, Kenneth E. Hagin had exactly that money. Do you understand? Yes. So angels can bring parcels to you. So what do you want angels to bring to you? They just imagine the kind of prayer point you're praying. Want them to deliver, they will carry, and if an angel is bringing it, you know it must land. They are not ambushed on the road. Even if they are ambushed, another one will come and help. So long as you keep on pressing. So angels bring parcels to you. I am expecting some, and you're expecting some, and they will bring it and deliver it to you. Altogether? Yes. Number three, benefit of angelic ministry. Angels are responsible for preservation and deliverance. Psalms 34 verse 7. Daniel chapter 3 verse 28. Psalms 34 verse 7. The Bible says, the angel of the Lord what? Encamped round about them that fear him, and what? Delivered them. And the angel of the Lord, let's have Daniel chapter 3 verse 28. The angel of the Lord encamp around us and they deliver us. All together? Yes. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and the Shadrach, when they went, and then an angel entered the fire with them and nothing will happen to them. I remember one time when we went for rocket, one of those rocket woke up in the middle when we were praying. Somehow, I just felt that we are not alone. We are protected. Because those village people will always try you. Yes. You cannot come, they know you are coming from Jerusalem, they will always try you. But it will never work. It will never work. Because we are surrounded. But when you are going for evangelism, it's a whole board game altogether. Altogether. Extra angels are given to you. Hallelujah. Protect you, shield. As you are sleeping, you are guarded. You are protected. Because they will always try you. They will always try you. So they encamp round us. No arrow can pass. So they deliver and they preserve us. All together. When they went in the midst of the situation, when there's an accident, how can you explain? Who was the person that testified? A baby that testified that had an accident. Somebody by the left died. Somebody by the right died. Something kept the dart. An angel could be there when the situation was about to happen. When glasses are moving, protect the glasses from hitting the person. It will not get to his head. When he's about to meet a metal, he will be there. But he will not see the hand. He will not see the angel. But that was what was happening. How can you explain a car almost chrome and then the person comes out? Nothing happened to his leg. No fracture, no scratch. That should tell you there was a spiritual, supernatural power that kept him. It's possible Dr. Paul Henty was sharing a story when one time when he was traveling in a car, he was with his earpiece worshiping and he's singing. All he knew was he was outside and the car was on fire and people were dying. When he turned, he saw his Bible and his jotter, everything he was with in the car. He was outside the car sitting. When he came back, he said he was still worshiping. And then people started running to bring the people out of the car for fire. So it is real. That's why you must believe their ministry. That they can protect and preserve you. But I know nothing shall. Heavily weighted protection. The ones that have been double barrel guns. You know, have you seen pictures of hooligans before? Those people in Togo fighting. You see them with double barrels. GBMG machine guns. A gun that can bring down a helicopter 30 feet away. See them putting them on their body with Moses. That's the kind of mindset I have about my angels. Their gun is not crack and shoot. It's soft touch. So don't pray, shoot. Ratatatatatatatatata. Demons are wasting. Ratata. You know, some kind of thing. They preserve you. That when the Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I believe it. I believe I cannot be wasted like a chicken. If it will crash, I will not enter. And if I enter, it will not crash. The brake must work. Even it doesn't matter. When I enter bike and the bike is speeding, calm down, you will die for nothing. Because anything that happens, I will come down safe. So angel preserve and deliver us. In case you are not preserved, no preservation is beforehand. They stop it from happening. Deliverance is when it's happening, you are brought out. Do you get a difference? So they preserve it from happening, but in case your stubbornness let you there, they deliver you from it. Do you understand? They preserve you, they tell you, don't go. But in case you still went, they will still bring you out. That's why the ministry of spiritual fathers are very, very important. A lot of soldiers come to my house, people in situation, and then the voice of their father was something like that, they are out. I remember my thoughts, my mom, we were my transport thoughts, I said that, share a story with me that will never forget my mind. Two people were traveling, or people were traveling for something like that, and then one of them went and met his pastor. I said, I'm traveling. Pastor said, go and come back. This Okene road here, no, not Okene, after, that place, after that bridge, 30 minutes from Lokocha, what's that place? Huh? No, that major city after Lokoja, 30 minutes from here. SCCI is zone there now. No, Bajana, this way. No, Abaji, before Abaji. After Lokoja, what's the name of this place now? No, Kabajacho is this way. This place, that place, that accident happened there. How can I forget this? Popular place here. Cotton Cafe. That's the place. Cotton Cafe. Yes. Yeah, the spirit is, you are sensitive. Praise God. The car was in between. The road is plain. So the car was swapping and swapping. That was how he lost Brian. Everybody in that car died. Except that guy. The pastor said, a woman was traveling on the plane. And then, when she was about to go, she met Dr. Paul and Lecher. Dr. Paul and Lecher said, I will see you when you are back. When she was on the plane, the two engines were dead. What you need to do is say, Lord, forgive me my sins. Because for sure, you are going to meet heaven that day. For sure. You know, like car accident. That you are dead. And all the bodies waiting for it to happen. See, that was how the plane was going up and down, like a gliding bed. And then the plane stabilized. And then angels were the ones. They hailed the plane till she landed. When she came back, she even forgot her testimony. Till 3 years later, God told her, I delivered you 3 years ago. You didn't even go and testify. She would have been dead. Benny Hinn and his wife were in the plane. And then the plane, the brake fell. Benny Hinn said that they actually had a crash. The wife's leg were broken. Everybody's leg was broken. But Benihin came out on scratch. Only him. But his wife's leg was broken and her hand or something like that. All the rest were injured. But in fact, for the plane to land without bombing is a miracle on its own. Angels left it. I remember when I read the book. You see, I believe in angels, but who is the name of this person? I believe something like that. It was, and the person that, an angel met the person and the person was telling her, do you remember the story in the Bible that the boat capsized with Paul inside? And then the people moved on logs to the land. The angel was telling her, we were the angels that were there carrying the people and bringing the logs to them, and then we secured them to the shore. So angels can preserve you. But in case of stubbornness took you there, they deliver you. So it must be your mind. All together? Number four, angels grant direction. Angels grant direction. Genesis 16 verse 7 to 10. Genesis 16:7-10. Genesis 24:7. And then Exodus 23:20 that we read. Let's have Acts 8:26 on screen. Do we have any one of them? And the angel of the Lord found her by the fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain of the way to Shua, and directed her to where to get water. All together. Now let's have Acts 8:26. Angels grant you direction and show you what to do. Acts 8:26. Angels grant direction. Direction. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Remember the story that evangelist Altad shared when he was in the conference ministry? Woke up and said, go outside. Went outside. Move this way. He moved this way. Met somebody out of the prison. Looking for somebody. Trust him. Said, God just send you. Give the person back. Now, flip the story. Flip to be the prisoner now. That you are the one coming in and looking for direction. God can direct somebody to you. Do you understand that? In case you are the one in need of help, God can direct somebody to you. The person can walk to this place and see 7 people and come and pick you. And give you what you need. You can be in a situation and 30 people are there and some, the angel, God can direct somebody to come and pick you single-handedly. And once he has favored you, you will not favor anybody there again. So God can direct people. You must know it. You understand, guys? That is how favor works. In the midst of 30 applications, your name can be, your file is in between. The person can walk up to the folders, stretch his hand, and his fingers will land at your folder, pull it, put it on his table and favor you, and everything in that place is useless. How do you get admission when you have 30,000 people applying? And your name is number 300 or something like that. How, that, think about how the things happen. First of all, there is computer level of screening. My jam, I got 180. Is it 180? No. 190. Then our year, there was problem with physics, so they later upgraded and I got 230. 15,000 jam bytes applied chemical engineering. 15,000. Apart from direct entry, a remedial student, the admission is sure. We are only 180 that we are picked. I met guys that they are pursuing me was super higher, like 300, they are jammed everything, but they didn't get it. Even computer level of screening, my name should be screened out. You know, computer screening, programming. Computer, if A, B equals to C, pass B, B, C, D, pass Z. You know, that kind of thing. That level, my name should have left. But my name came up on the list. Chemical engineering. You see that God can, in a system where they are doing civil service recruitment, your name can pass the computer level of screening by an angel. An angel can supervise your name till it is pasted. Are you together at all? Come on, are you understanding what I'm saying? So they can supervise your you apply for a contract, supervise that till this person get this contract. This name must pass all the stages of screening and then till you get it. So angels can grant direction to people, and then in case you are looking for where to go, who should I marry, who should I do business with, they can give you direction altogether. Bible said the man that went to look for wife for Isaac, he was in the way and the Lord directed, the angel of the Lord directed him. Now move left. See that lady smiling with open teeth? She's the one. Okay. Just walk up to her. See, you understand? Guys, are you understanding? Alright. Look back. That lady on the third row, wearing white shirt. She's the one. When you just look back. Okay. Then after service, you don't check your clothes. And you take that both steps. Not true. Brothers, you'll be directed. You'll be directed in the name of Jesus Christ. And sisters will be directed in Jesus' name. The one that came to you and spoke in tongues before you say hello is the one. What a stupid way. Is that not true? Say, no, I want two brothers be there. The one that came with tie and sword is the one. Or the one that came with palms is the one. Or the one that come with broken touchlight phone is the one. So all the guys that have been coming with iPhone, you know they are not the ones. Once you sight anybody with touchlight phone approaching you, that is the one. Hope you know it's true. That selection process is not simple for you. When I was about to look for my beloved, God told me two things. One, ask her, can she marry a pastor? Two, ask her, can she marry somebody from the north? Right when I was a child, I didn't want to marry from the north. I wanted to marry a Yoruba lady. Somehow, I just wanted to marry from far. That was me. I don't know. My parents thought I was joking. All of them marry. They are thinking, look at them. Say, have you been in the north before? The ladies in the north are made for God. God created them on Sunday morning before preaching. So my parents are like, you are saying, sir, you have been there? My God. Praise God. But I said, I would not marry. And to marry there is very, very cheap. With 500,000 naira, your wedding is big. And when you marry from the north as a young man, all you need is a room. You know what I'm talking about. When you have the room, the lady will bring the cushion, the bed, the fridge, everything. That is the way it is. Wait, calm down. No, that is our culture. It's like that. When my elder brother married, they had two houses. One house was fully stocked, all of them. My elder sister don't marry in April. Everything was bought for her. It's like that. So imagine a young man in your current sense is living that kind of privileges. Yes. So God gave me those two tests. So I had two damsels when I was in the NCCF that I was eyeing. Why? Because I knew that before I finished NCCF, God told me I would be in a relationship. And the Bible says, watch and pray. So I was doing the both. And I had my test. So the two ladies, I know when God told me the test now, in our normal conversation now, I ask them, how about, will you like this kind of thing? You like this kind of thing? I say, what, just run about? Me? No, never, 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 never. I don't know how to run about. Never, never, never. I say, oh, gee. You're not the one. How will you be the one? Do you know that later when I got in the relationship and they never say something like that? I know you need to say. Yeah. Yeah, so go, an angel can give you direction. How many of you want that kind of guidance? It will help your solution. Receive it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then finally, angels bring supplies. 1 Kings 19 from verse 5 to 7. Now it's both. You see, when I share something like that, you can, you know, stories are, inside stories are principles that it can happen for you. Every lady have a kind of guy she wants. It's not true. They may be looking spiritual, but forget that spirituality is a lie. They have a test. Some don't like somebody with pot belly. Some don't like a fat person. Some don't like somebody. Everybody has a test. Every guy has the kind of lady he wants. Some people like straight head. Some people like round head. Some people like diamond head. Is that not true? Yes, it's like that. I'll not tell you my own so that you know. But I have the kind of head that I like. Some people like straight legs. Some don't care about straight leg. Some like color. I don't care about color. That's that. Color is not really my problem. But some people are particular about color. Some people like matter about size. Some don't like fat. Some like slim. So everybody has a test on the natural. And then when you have that test, you will meet A, B, C, D having your test. You have your A, B, C to have exactly your test. That is where, that's when they say when you have 12 ladies, where you are really confused. Because this one is tall, straight legs, having the kind of head, and she's speaking in tongues. And she said, God has sent her to the nations. She said, God has sent her to the nations. So I see, which one is the issue? Is that not true? Yes. So angels bring supply. Let's go back to our angels. Hallelujah. Angels bring, 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 5 to 7. Angels bring supply. Now, how do you activate the ministry of angels? Number one, you have to be saved. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14. How to activate the ministry of angels. Now, this is the culmination of tonight's message. Is what? You have to be what? Saved. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14. You have to be saved. And as better shall thou fold them up and shall be changed, thou art them and thy years shall not fail. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sorry, Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 7 to 14. Hallelujah. Now, blessed is, were they not ministering angels sent to minister to them who are heirs of salvation? So those that are saved are what the Bible refers to as what? Heirs of, you are not licensed to angels until you are saved. Are we together? So now that you are saved, are you licensed for angels? Come on. Now that you are saved, are you licensed for angels? So now, that knowledge is an activation. It's true. Number two way to activate them is by the word of God and by revelation. Psalms 103 verse 20. Psalms 103 verse 20. Now that, you see, after preaching now, you have received a level of light. That's not true. That is another level of activation. The Bible says, bless the Lord, ye his what? Angels that what? Excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. This was my scripture when I was in camp at that time. When you quote the Bible, angels obey the road. What is Bible you quote? They are at command to obey. Do you understand me now? Anytime, what Bible, what scripture should we quote now? Which scripture? That shall supply my need. Oh, and scripture, when you quote it and God is supposed to do it, they are bound to make it happen. Do you understand me now? So, that is why you must have scriptures. Why? Because what is the word of God? It's like that is their way. They will respond to it. They hearken to the voice of his words. Are we together? Hearkening. So, let be scripture lighted. The more you are lighted, that is why when you the more the word of God you have, the more you are able to say them, the more result you'll be able to see in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three way to activate them is what? Be on divine assignment. Psalms 91 verse 11. Matthew chapter 4 verse 6. Be on divine assignment. The Bible says, for he shall what? Give his angels charge over thee. They keep thee in all thy ways. Don't forget about one he that dwelleth. So what did God tell you to do? God has given you a purpose. That's true. Now that I'm on my purpose, I should be having an angels. Remember 2 Kings 6 verse 16, Elisha was on his assignment and then chariots of angels were protecting him. Once you are in your purpose, doing what you should do, there are angels sent to you. to make you, don't forget, number one I told you was they help you achieve your destiny. So once you are doing what you should be doing, you have angels available, you have activated your ministry. You need help. I need money now. Angels are sent to go and touch certain people. I send this guy money. Send this guy money. Look at this person. I see blessing. Send him money. Send him some. You know that. Be in your assignment and angels are available to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, spiritual impartation and activation. Like today, I will pray for you. Second Kings chapter 6 verse 17. Elisha said, open his eyes and open his eyes, and he understood the ministry of the angels. Praise God. Praise God. Yes. So that is it. So today I will pray for you, and then the greater activation, not the greater, the ones you have, you become, the realization or the materialization of them will become real in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, after I share this, you must understand that there are fake angels and there are fake spirits that can masquerade. So you may be able to work on your discernment. Genesis 19 verse 1 and then Judges 6 verse 22. Hallelujah. There could be evil spirit that can happen. And then, don't forget, Numbers 22:31. God opened the ears of the servant, and then he saw the angels of God. So, now that you look at angels, as I know you'll be expecting the ministry of angels, you have to be sensitive to train your spirit. To know that any spirit that happened to you, if it's truly an angel or a fake demon. All together? Bible says the devils have been transferred to what? As angel, an angel of light. Now that we have heard about it, because most time when you are taught truth like this, the devil masquerade the fake note. And then you'll be sleeping. And then you see Angel Fatai waving and say, I'm here. I'm sending you to Meduguri to go and be a missionary there. Now leave. In this midnight, I'll protect you. That's how some people were dead. When you read stories by Kenny Higgins, yes. A woman say, a husband, an angel appeared to her and said, leave your husband. I'm going to Canada and I'll send you to be a missionary. It's looking like a biblical instruction. It was a demon that led her to her death. That was how she was. Another one said, angel, she left her. Lucas was sorry. She was an angel. I saw the angel. In fact, he appeared in my room. Bible says, Ephesians 4 verse 1. Say, test every spirit. You must be able to be sensitive to know that this is the spirit of God. This angel is from God. This instruction is from God. No God can tell you to leave your husband and go to a missionary somewhere. It's wrong. It's not wrong. Yes. An angel appeared to her, sleep with her and give birth to two children. Those children, there's a religion founded like that. A spirit appeared to him and said, sleep with this woman that's not your wife, somebody's wife, and they have two children, and then those children become, and then I don't want to mention the religion, hallelujah. Yes. And then they say, it's true, God appeared to them. You know, God cannot do that kind of thing. So you must be able to be sensitive. Now that you are expecting the ministry of angels, know when you are being deceived. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet as we take the Holy Communion? Let's have the Holy Communion served. Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. This Holy Communion will be for strength for us, hallelujah. Anything wrong in our body, in our system, will be corrected. Matthew chapter 1 verse 20 to 21. The Bible says Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, man. Praise God. While he thought on this thing, behold, the angel of the Lord, thank you, appeared to him. Now, this was a situation where Joseph was thinking of abandoning Mary. Praise God. All together? Joseph was thinking of abandoning Mary and an angel came and intercepted. I pray for you. Anyone thinking negative situation about you, may the angels of God intercept their thought. In the name of Jesus Christ. May God put the thought of favor. May angels go and speak to people in your favor. Are you understanding my prayers at all? May angels of God, anybody thinking negative thought is cancelled, and may the angel of God make them to think positive thought about you in the name of Jesus Christ. Luke 22 verse 43. Okay. And the Bible says, and what? There appeared an angel unto him from the Lord, and did what? Strengthening him. Now, every one of you have an angel, as an angel here. As we take this communion, they will lay their hands upon me. And what was the name of that? As he was ministering, the door just opened, and then angels entered. As before the man of God laid his hand, angel will lay their hands upon him. If you read books like that, and then the angel will tell them. So, as we are taking this communion, anything wrong in your body, in your cells, in your tissue, this communion will be a point of contact. Can you open it as we speak these words into them? Open the communion, just let the offer be open. As we take this communion, we declare that there will be a point of contact to rejuvenate you, resuscitate you in the name of Jesus Christ. They will attack any germs, any virus, any bacteria, any abnormal condition in your body in the name of Jesus Christ. And for those of you that are healed, that testify, this communion will be a seal to your healing. It will be a seal. This is the blood of Jesus Christ, and our covenant of healing is a blood covenant. As you take this communion, it will enter your body and enter every cell in you. And anything that is not of God, it will attack it. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are declared whole and blessed. Don't forget, our anchor text for all this communion session is in Luke 24:30. When they took it, the Bible said the eyes of their understanding were opened. As you take this communion, your eye to the supernatural is open. In the name of Jesus Christ, more angelic ministries, more encounters, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them and took the bread and blessed it and break and gave it to them. Yes, that one. Took the bread, break and gave them the one. And that one, what does this say? 24:31. And what? Their eyes were opened and they knew him. As you take this communion, your spiritual eyes are opened in the name of Jesus Christ. Now what do you sing? I am whole, I am complete in him, I am perfect, I am healed. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song one and then we'll take that communion. I am whole,
I am complete in him, I am perfect,
and get certain things done, you need to be assisted spiritually. And in this kingdom, we have angels.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.